devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Time to go and get our kicks.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. The political party coming to Milwaukee, like it or not, Salvia. RNC MKE 2024. It's sort of semi-official. Apparently, the RNC committee has chosen Milwaukee, and the ultimate troll to Joe Biden and the Democrats, because of course Joe Biden also and the Democrats selected Milwaukee, and Joe never quite made it down. Ended up in Delaware. Here's the good news, Tom.
Yeah, there was something. What was? Oh, that's right. It was a pandemic was going on. Yeah,
I remember. Well, you know, the Republicans, regardless of public health crisis, they're having a convention come hell or high water, right? You know, they're coming. They're not going to let a pandemic get in the way. Now, do you think they had a moment of pause, Tom? I understand. Masking recommendations going in place in Milwaukee effective today. I mean, I thought we were done with the pandemic. I think a lot of people did. Now there's what? Another Omicron variant starting to creep up and infect people. And now the numbers are getting significant enough that there is not a mandate in place, but there is a recommendation. Consider wearing a mask, especially in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Especially if the Republicans are coming to town. You never know what they're going to give you. Cooties. Let's get to the phones, Tom. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I can't reach the joystick. That's mine. Now it's time. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, you just had to lead in with that. I kind of agree with. I kind of tend to agree with Dom. I mean, it's the MAGAs are going to be there, and they're going to be even more violent by the time this all rolls around. It is just that I think January 6th was just a prelude to what they have in mind, because they have no hesitation about using violence and blood. I mean, I just got Malcolm Nance's new book on They Want to Kill Americans, and it's pretty horrifying, I think, what they intend.
If they're coming to stir trouble, they're going to stir trouble at the DNC, would be my prediction, Mark. Know what I mean? You crap in somebody else's yard. You don't bring it in your yard. And if you think there's an affinity and an affiliation between the Republicans and the Proud Boys, why would they start fights at the RNC? Wouldn't they take that trash down to the DNC?
No, but I think that they perceive Milwaukee as a Democratic stronghold. That's like kind of a tweet.
Nashville's a blue city.
But either way, they're going to. I just kind of have some suspicions, like Dom does, is that no matter where they go, they're going to bring their violence with them, because it is.
That's part of who they are now. I mean, it's out in the open, Mark.
It's part of their brand.
Yep. And hey, thanks for the call, man. Happy Friday to you. 844-967-2789. And part of my concern part of my concern is the unknown. Between what happens between now and that convention, if Trump is indicted, right? How does the Republican Party, the MAGAs, react?
Are we assuming he's the nominee at that time? Because that would mean he's running, and you would also be wrong about that.
Yeah, sure. Yes. I'll take that as we don't know. The other side, if Trump is not indicted, right? I'm not going to be very happy about that. And now we're going to be bringing a frickin' traitor. A guy who incited a coup is going to come to Milwaukee, and all these Republicans are coming to this city and coming to this city. I know. I got a problem with that too, man. I can't believe that you're just accepting of it. This guy tried to overthrow the government of this country, and we're supposed to welcome him in to the city and the state.
I didn't say go give him the key. You ever go protest on him? You ever do anything other than complain? I mean, really? That's the only action you've got, is just to complain and turn your back on $200 million of revenue and say, Proud Boys. I mean, I get it. I've heard it. But can you advance the conversation and be more considerate of what a
aren't you concerned? All right, Crudy, lay it out for me, man. Trump's indicted. What happens then? What happens in this city when a bunch of MAGAs come in and are really pissed off that Trump all of a sudden is being persecuted? How do you think that flushes out after what we've seen at the Capitol?
Well, how does that flush out anywhere, Dom?
I'm asking, can you provide a specific answer? Well, I'm giving you my concern. Alleviate my concern.
I don't think I need to. Stop being so freaking hyperbolic. You saw the security in Cleveland, dude.
I saw the security in D.C. too, dude.
You didn't see that sort of security in D.C. They didn't have 8-foot fencing around the U.S. Capitol. They didn't have armed cops on every street corner. They didn't have SWAT on every street corner. Like it or not, the security will be immense. It will be blanketed with security. So you want to know where the safest place in America is going to be during the RNC 2024? Milwaukee will be the safest place in America. At least in that damn green zone, man. Because the violence
will be controlled. All right.
There will be no way to perpetrate that sort of violence through that green zone, dude. You can't do it. You're not marching through the fences. So whatever you are thinking is a worst-case scenario, it's not going to happen in the downtown. It's not going to happen anywhere near the convention center.
It'll happen outside the green zone.
You're not
going
to be able to congregate the people in the
So it'll happen outside the green zone then. That's supposed to alleviate my concerns after what we've seen from this party, what we've seen from the MAGAs.
With the police presence and the security in force, you are not going to have any sort of violence.
You should not talk like that, man. You're going to curse it. I mean, think about the 68.
You've been predicting it, so how am I going to curse it?
I'm raising my concerns, Crudy, and you are not alleviating them. Oh, it won't be. They'll have the gates up, and the Secret Service and the cops will be in the green zone. But, okay, what about outside the green zone? What about in the bars and restaurants outside of there?
Everywhere, dude.
Okay, man.
Why wouldn't we have seen any of that violence perpetrated prior?
Because this is a new day, Crudy. Have you not seen what's been going on since we went to Cleveland?
Yeah, I've been paying attention. I've been living it.
And you think that's all done now,
right? How many times have I walked into Trump?
Is that all done now? Is that all done?
Hey, buddy, I was in Des Moines in October alone with 45,000 Trump people.
Is it all done?
I never felt a shred of fear. I'm just not fearful, man. I'm not fearful, not of the individual actions of these people. What I am fearful of is the cumulative actions of their politics. And if they're going to have it anywhere, have it where I have a radio network and I can respond to it in real time. And I can actually put a counter message out in real time where they are. You know what? I can't do that in Tennessee. I can do that here. So selfishly, I want to put this little baby in action. And I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to point it at the RNC in 2024.
You guaranteeing me there will be no violence does not alleviate my concern.
Man, you can't guarantee me there's no violence outside the deer zone in a Bucks playoff game. There is nowhere in our society that you can guarantee no violence.
Apparently inside the green zone in Milwaukee in 2024, according to you.
There will be no mass violence in the green zone because the area will be as safe and secure as anywhere in the world.
Like D.C.?
It'll be like trying to... D.C. was not secured in that way, and don't conflate the two.
Really? Why not?
Really?
These are all Trump supporters, man.
Look at the video of what it was like when the Black Lives Matter people came to town. And that's what downtown Milwaukee is going to be like. There's going to be a SWAT team on every corner, dude. So if you think there's going to be random violence on the streets, that's not happening. Will somebody get punched outside a bar? Yeah, like every other Friday night in Milwaukee. Something like that will happen. But if you think there's going to be some mass action of the Proud Boys, I think you're making that up. And I think you've been in those situations before, and you know that will not be a feasibility.
I do not know that. I've been in those situations before, and I've been confrontational with some of those folks before. And I think this is a different time than before. That's my point. And I think you think that this is all business as usual, and I think that is absolutely off the charts wrong.
Well, I'll take that up with the mayor and the county executive, man. I didn't make it happen. I'm just happy for the businesses in Milwaukee that are going to benefit because they didn't get a DNC.
844-967-2789. That's enough of me and Crute. Let's hear what you have to say. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jeannie. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Oh, my Lord. I'm getting in the middle of this one. For sure.
Please do.
Let's look at the Kyle Rittenhouse's wannabe. I agree with Dom, and I think they should take their hinder enders right the heck out of our state, those dirty, rotten, scoundrel traitors. And I hate to see them coming, and they better start counting all their money and get paid ahead of time for the motel room so they don't get the Trump ripoff happen. So, yeah, they're going to make us look real cute down there. And guess what? They pick Milwaukee. They've run down Milwaukee, a lot of those Republicans and the people in Milwaukee. I can see them out there starting trouble and blaming other people for it. Make sure you got lots of cameras on them. Make sure you're following what they're doing. Those
Jeannie, what happens to the cockroaches when you put a bright light on them? They freaking scatter. So whatever sort of violence you might anticipate happening at an event like this, there's going to be bright light and security and cameras and cops and SWAT and helicopters and 8-foot fencing. So the cockroaches ain't going to be in the green zone. They're not going to be in downtown Milwaukee making this sort of trouble. That's my only
thought. Yeah, come to Milwaukee, Jeannie. It'll be wild.
You guys have a good weekend. I agree with you, Tom. I really do. Sorry, Crute. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeannie.
You're banned, Jeannie.
967-2789. Crute, I hope you're right, man. I do. But I do not have any faith in the MAGAs, man. I have zero. And again, depending on what happens between now and then, will probably exacerbate. Either he gets indicted or he doesn't. Either way, it's going to be not great. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Wisco. Paul, you are up. Happy Friday, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, happy Friday to you, gentlemen, and congratulations, Crudy, for the radio network you're putting together.
Yeah, don't tell Matt Flynn, though. I hear it's a big surprise to him.
Yeah, well, you told me not to bring up any other show on your
Yeah, and then Crudy does.
And I'm behind Jeannie because Jeannie's always right. She's just a lovely lady. Hey, weren't you guys at a rally when Trump turned the crowd against you guys? Turn the crowd against the media. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
he did that fairly regularly with Go Ball.
Do you feel in fear of your life, Dom?
Not at that point, no. But that was, again, years ago. And they've had time to massage those feelings and
I wish
evolve,
you'd have been with
Paul.
Me in Des Moines and met the fine folks on a Saturday night in Des Moines eating a deep-fried butter at the Trump rally and chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." But I got to tell you, Wisco, individually, I mean, come on. If this is the best and the brightest the MAGA forces have, none of them intimidate me. None of them. You know, their combined IQ is about 9. So, you know, ultimately, mobs of people can do violent things. But there was a much greater likelihood of mob violence in Des Moines in October, that hot night I was there, than there will ever be during a controlled event like a RNC convention.
Well, we're well-armed, and if I would have been in the media that day, I would have been a little worried, but you're a braver man than I am, Crudy. But I go back to, what Jeannie said. Hey, and one last thing, can I have a grievance?
Absolutely. Sure. It's Friday, man.
Take two, they're cheap.
Yeah, okay. More fuel to the fire. My grievance is against the Secret Service. Deleting things that pertain to the J6 investigation. So that's kind of spooky also.
We suspect, anyway, but don't know. It seems quite sketchy to us, Paul.
Yeah, right. It's all sketchy. J6 never happened, right? Anyway, you guys.
Well, here's the great news. When the RNC comes to Milwaukee in 2024, they'll be providing all the security clearances.
Well, then you and Dom will be cool. So, hey, at any rate, you guys have a great weekend, and thanks for taking my call. Great show today.
Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good
We're
weekend.
We're just getting started. You don't even know. This show's getting better all the time. Especially with your participation at 844-967-2789. A breaking headline has captured our attention right from the top. The RNC is committed, apparently, voted that they're coming to Milwaukee. That's the semi-unofficial winning of the RNC convention for Milwaukee. I think it's good economic news for Milwaukee. Dom's a little butthurt, thinks the Proud Boys are bringing violence and destruction and wrath and plagues and Donald Trump, perhaps. And I said, I just want a front row to history, and we're going to get it. And we'll take you with our fair audience. Come back. More Devils.
It Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
And they weren't there for him, they were there for me.